It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the Swamp Swami Sports Podcast. Today, we're talking about the NBA Game 7 Eastern Finals and the Celtics outflop Miami. I kept trying to stay focused while watching Sunday night's NBA Eastern Conference Game number 7 between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. And as a longtime Celtics fan, I was obviously pulling for the C's, but wanted to watch a competitive game played by today's highly skilled athletes. Though the Celtics would prevail 100-96, almost blowing it in the final 2 minutes, this game was no masterpiece. The players were hitting the floor with so much regularity that the NBA should have dispatched a doctor to each bench to assist the injured during nearly every timeout. The players in game number 7 of the Eastern Conference Final weren't taking lumps because of the amount of vicious blows, okay, there were a few elbows being thrown, or hard fouls committed to prevent an easy score, and yeah, there were a few of those too. Those types of plays would have been expected in the final game to decide which team was going to face Golden State in the NBA Finals coming up on Thursday night. It was the incredible number of times which these gifted basketball players fell to the floor on Sunday evening after taking a shot or attempting to prevent another player from taking their shot. Though a few of the floor burns may have been attributed to hard play, the vast majority of the falls came from overacting. Jimmy Butler, Miami's primary scorer, goes 6'7" and weighs 230 pounds. That's pretty solid. If you watched Butler's play during Sunday's Game 7 finale against Boston, that big fellow was hitting the hardwood after nearly every shot attempt. Either the Celtics were pushing him around like a ragdoll Sunday, or Butler has a very bright future in Hollywood after such a persuasive acting performance as he gave in Game number 7. Since the doctors were not being summoned to the floor to attend to Jimmy Butler Sunday, his flopping performance Sunday evening was definitely all-star caliber.
Yes!
Time after time, this talented and very coordinated basketball player came crashing down to the floor, with hopes of hearing the referees, who did a horrible job in this series, blow their whistle in order to award the player with one or more free throw attempts for his efforts. The NBA officially calls this a flop. It's simply a big fake. The rewards usually include having an undeserved foul being called on the opposing player, with one or more free throws then awarded to the actor/player for his outstanding acting performance. NBA flopping, which has been on the rise for well over 2 decades now, has become a basketball pandemic. You're starting to see it happen more in college games too, because once you start to reward bad behavior, you're going to see more of it. And by the way, Miami is not alone in having a few truly outstanding NBA floppers on their team. The Boston Celtics, led by all-NBA flopping guard Marcus Smart, left their share of wet spots and dents on the hardwood of Miami's basketball court on Sunday night, too. Marcus Smart is 6'4", and he weighs a very solid 220 pounds, yet time after time, this Celtics point guard seemed to be easily toppled to the floor every time he took a shot. These actors have become so convincing that they can create an illusion that a little old lady sitting on the front row of the arena might be able to bring down one of these giant NBA players. So let's head to the NBA rulebook for more information on the consequences of flopping. Quote, a flop is an attempt to either fool referees into calling undeserved fouls or fool fans into thinking the referees missed a foul call by exaggerating the effect of contact with the opposing player. The main factor in determining whether a player committed a flop is whether his physical reaction to contact with another player is inconsistent with what should have been expected given the force or direction of the contact. For example, a player will be considered to have committed a flop if he falls to the floor following minimal contact or lunges in a direction different from the direction of the contact. The determination of whether a player has violated the flopping rule will be made by the league following video review of the play. Game officials will not make those determinations about flopping during games. Now, for the record, faking of fouls and injuries serves to minimize the impact of actual hard fouls, abrasions, and cuts, which the players actually do receive from time to time. So crying wolf can work against the players when a real dirty play actually occurs in a game. This rule was instituted by the NBA a decade ago in 2012. Wow, that's been a long time. The NBA would not have placed this into their rule book, though, at that time if it already wasn't a big problem. Unfortunately, that rule is just not being enforced. Statistics from the NBA's last regular season, 21-22, indicates that not one NBA player in the entire 30-team league had been penalized for flopping. In the past season, the NBA doled out over $35 million in fines. You heard that right. And most of them were for technical fouls. But not one single dollar shows up in the flopping fine category. And that's because today's NBA referees are not calling the overwhelming majority of these acting jobs by the players. Though a few NBA referees might actually have their eye on a future career with the WWE as they turn blindly away from the play at the worst time possible, there is a more practical reason why the NBA's flopping rule is not being whistled. The NBA, which is desperately trying to regain its fans, is trying to avoid lengthening the games. A few decades ago, basketball games were routinely completed in just 2 hours. After several new television deals have now caused the broadcast rights to skyrocket, the league's games are now routinely taking 2.5 to 3 hours to play. The networks have been inserting more commercial minutes into the broadcast to recoup their cost, but the fans don't want 3-minute timeouts, and they don't want 20-minute halftimes either. So if the NBA referees started to take a little time to review and call every possible flopping violation in a game, the league's games would take even longer to conclude. And then there's the issue of the punishment. Here's what's currently on the books for flopping violations in today's NBA. Quote, "The first time a player is determined to have committed a flop, he will be warned by the NBA. Thereafter, the following automatic penalties will apply. Violation number 2, $5,000 fine. Violation 3, $10,000. Violation 4, $15,000. And violation 5, $30,000 fine. For a 6th or subsequent violation of this rule, the player will be subject to such discipline as the league determines is reasonable under the circumstances, including an increased fine and/or suspension." Really? Does anybody seriously believe that this level of punishment is going to stop an NBA player who is being paid an average of $10 million per season? Well, how about this idea from yours truly? The accused NBA flopper should be fined the maximum on the first offense. Now, that's a cool $30,000, and maybe, let's give the proceeds to a local drama school. The second offense in a season would mean a 1-week suspension without pay. And the third offense in the season? Guess what? Player's disqualification without pay for the remainder of the NBA regular season and playoffs. By having a more serious 3-flops-and-you're-out rule, the NBA would put a quick end to this nonsense. As we wrap this one up, congratulations again to the Boston Celtics on their first trip to the NBA Finals in a decade. They'll now face the Golden State Warriors Thursday night in San Francisco in game number 1 of the NBA's best-of-7 final series. And by the way, if you thought the NBA's Eastern Conference had some quality floppers, wait until you see a couple of the Western Conference top floppers, Draymond Green and Steph Curry, in action. Oh boy! As Mayberry's deputy Barney Fife would say, it's time to nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.